Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 22a. The Reverend Phil Krupski is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 4. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all who spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen. I share with you verse 22a again of that section from Luke 4, where it said, "And all bore witness to him and marveled at the words of grace that were coming from his mouth." A common thread in our lives is that we like to be recognized, often recognized for what we have accomplished. It starts with the little ones. They come running when they've done something new. "Mommy, Daddy, look what I've done." We join together with sports teams. Maybe it's high school or college. And when there's a victory, everybody's running around saying, "We're number one." They want the attention of that. And for adults, it's all about making sure that accomplishments are shared on some social media or that you include a brag letter along with your Christmas card. We like to get attention in our lives, but the big question for us today is, once we have that attention, do we know what to do with it? Our reading for today from Luke chapter 4 is not an accident. Nothing in Jesus' ministry was ever an accident. It was always clearly planned out, clearly executed by Jesus. In God's economy, this was a carefully chosen and orchestrated event there in that synagogue in Nazareth. All the way from Jesus showing up at that synagogue on the Sabbath to the synagogue ruler would have been the one that said, "Jesus, today I want you to be reading scripture and commenting on it." All the way to Jesus reading that section from Isaiah. You know, we're so used to having Bibles, or even these days, Bible apps, where it is so easy to get to a section in Scripture in Jesus' day. Having to take this big scroll and roll it out until he got to Isaiah 61 to read this particular section. No chapter numbers, no verse numbers, just knowing where to find it in this Word of God. Nothing by accident. This was all timed, coming right out after Jesus' baptism, where he had been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Coming right after Jesus had been in the wilderness, tempted by the devil for 40 days. And now he was in his hometown to give a clear description of what he had come to do. In this moment where all the eyes of the synagogue were on him, he made sure that he used it well to make sure people understood what he was about and why the Father had sent him. So Jesus reads the scripture, standing up, as was custom. Then he sits down, hands the scroll back to the attendant, sits down, as was custom. And then the custom would have been for this rabbi, this recognized person, to comment or explain the scripture that had just been read. He owned the room at that moment, to use an expression that we might use in our day. And he didn't disappoint. He made it clear as to who he was and what he was about. He made it clear that this Isaiah 61, and really all of the law and the prophets, had one goal, one purpose. And that was to point everyone to him. So in maybe the shortest sermon ever, Jesus simply said, "Today, these words have been fulfilled in your ears." We don't know if he went on after that, but if not, that was the shortest sermon ever. Amazingly clear message, "I am the fulfillment of Scripture." And Jesus had a clear vision from Isaiah 61 of what it was that he was here to do. He was anointed at his baptism to, the word really used in the original language is, to evangelize cheerful news to the depressed. Evangelize cheerful news to the depressed. He was apostled, to use the word, apostled to preach forgiveness to those who were captive. He was apostled to give sight again to those who were blind. And we can think of spiritual blindness here. And he was sent to send others, those who had been troubled, to send them out, to apostle them. Those who had been troubled, now to send them out in forgiveness. And finally, to preach the year of the Lord's favor. God's favor was on his people because Jesus was present, because Jesus would redeem. All this was clearly pointing to that work of redemption of Jesus. He had been dispatched by the Father. He had secured this redemption through his life and through his death and through his resurrection. And now in time, he had been charged to evangelize and preach two so important words that are included here, to evangelize and to preach with this message of redemption to the world. And he would be sharing with the world the power of forgiveness. He wasn't making this stuff up on the fly. I had a coworker ask me yesterday, "So if you forgot to prepare for the sermon, could you just do a sermon on the fly? Could you wing it?" And I said, "Maybe, but I never would." Jesus wasn't winging this at all. He wasn't making this stuff up. He was living out the clearly laid out plan by the Holy Spirit that had been inspired in the words of Isaiah so many hundreds of years before Jesus actually read it that day in the synagogue. Clear, clear vision. You know, as we take a look at that description of Jesus' ministry, some might be troubled by the description of the people that Jesus was sent to minister to. They were depressed. They were captives. They were blind. They were troubled. You see, we live in a world that just likes to gloss over all the troubles, to act as if everything's okay if we just have enough parties, if our abs are sculpted enough, or if we just have a good positive attitude. Life is good. But the reality is, just as for those people in the synagogue, for us, as for the people to whom Isaiah first delivered those words, we are a troubled mess. We bear along our sin with us into our lives. No matter the appearances of life, no matter how much we try to smile, the reality is we're dragging with us this mess of sin that we have inherited and lived out all of our days. That mess of sin overruns every corner of our lives. It's in our relationships. It's in our health or lack of health. It's in our finances. Worst of all, it's interfering with our right relationship with our God as well. But Jesus came to rescue, which he did on the cross through his resurrection. And Jesus came to evangelize and to preach. It is through that evangelization and that preaching that the goods would be delivered to the people who were so oppressed. Through that evangelization and that preaching, we have been given the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of life. At the end of the day, in that synagogue there in Nazareth, the people were impressed with Jesus. The hometown boy was home sharing these words. Were they impressed that he had a great mission plan, or that he had a great program in mind, or that he had a plan for restoration of their synagogue through a capital campaign? No, they were impressed because of the words of grace that were coming from his mouth. And you and I can also be impressed with the words of grace every time we hear or read God's word. God's words of grace are coming to us to preach and evangelize that forgiveness and redemption into our lives and rescue us. And then, as those who have been forgiven, we know that we are also those who have been sent. Sent forth into a troubled world with the message of Easter evening, when Jesus appeared to his disciples in the power of the resurrection and could simply say to them, "Peace. Peace is yours. Our sins are forgiven." When we, the church, gain the attention of the world today, whether that's collectively or that be one by one, may it always be that those around us recognize us, not so much by the creative things we come up with, but simply like Jesus, that is the words of grace that come out of our mouths. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.